McGinty at the Living Picture, sung by Edward M. Faber, Edison Records.
Dan McGinty went to the opera show with his old wife, Mary Ann, and took a front seat in the middle aisle amongst the bald-headed clan. But he wasn't prepared for the sights he saw, and he laughed with might and main. When the living pictures came to view, he nearly went insane. When he saw the sleeping beauty, why, he got such a shock. You could hear his heart ticking like an 8-day clock. Then he danced and he pranced, and to the Ave in the France. Oh, but that's the finest sight I ever saw. Then his eyes pulled out, he began to shout. The gallery boys hollered, put that Lulu out. Then his wife grabbed his feet, pulled him under the seat, so he couldn't gaze upon the living pictures. When the girl posed his penis with her form so grand, you could hear McGinty holler away above the band. And to thee, Mary Ann, you will lose your old man if you don't be quick and take me out entirely. When he saw the lady bathers, he jumped like a hare. He took 9 inches just to hold him in his chair. Then he whispered with a grin, Mary Ann, go take a swim with the lady bathers in the living pictures. Then he leaped and he creeped, and he took another peep, and the way he carried on made the audience weep. Then his wife said, Dan, do come home like a man. If you must have living pictures, I will do them. But he didn't hear us speak. He was up in the crunch, standing on a chair doing the hoochie-coochie dance. When the last girl paused, well, they had to turn the horse. And McGinty, when he saw the living pictures,